Hello.
My name is LaShonda, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I just need to advise you that this call has been recorded for quality assurance. For quality assurance purposes, may I speak to the person who is in need of a callback?
Yeah, this is him, Quentin Holmes.
How can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to file a claim on the job.
When was your last day at work?
Last week.
What date?
I forget the exact date. I'm sorry about that. On the 5th.
Thank you. Can I have your social security number? Can I have your social security number? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm on the computer. I'm on the thing.
Can I have your social security number?
I went on the schedule on the 2nd. The 5th or the 2nd. But can you put down on the 2nd instead of the 5th?
Sure. Can I have your social security number?
418-37-8434.
Can I have your name?
Quentin Holmes Jr.
Can I have your date of birth?
Sir, could you say it again?
Can I have your date of birth?
January 20th, 1987.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Cynthia Walker. Cynthia McClendon. She got married.
Can I have your driver's license number or your ID number?
101-434-95.
All right, so we can go ahead and start filing your claim for you today. The first question is our language questions. They would like to know, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
So the next questions are broad questions. They would like to know, do you knowingly, do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, sir.
Have you worked since the last time you filed unemployment compensation claim?
Say it again.
Have you worked since the last time you filed unemployment compensation claim?
Yes, sir.
Was the work performed by the same employer that you reported last time?
No, sir.
What was your last day of work?
Like the second.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The second, August 2nd. August 1st, August 2nd, like the second.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Okay.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
The next question is, I need to know if you agree or if you have not been notified of TRA or TAA, the answers to these questions are going to be none. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, sir.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, sir.
Are you a junior or a senior?
Junior.
So your father is named after you as well? So he's a senior?
Yeah, he's a senior. I'm the junior. I'm the sixth.
You're the sixth?
No, the second. Junior.
Oh, the second. The second. Okay, I understand. Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, sir.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Can I have your telephone number?
659-239-4444.
Can you repeat that, please?
659-273-9444.
Thank you. Oh, my man, I have some information I have to answer. Is that a driver's license number you gave me or ID number?
Driver's license.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The driver's.
Would that be in Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the next questions are going to be demographic questions. They would like to know, what is your preferred language?
English.
I'm sorry, what's your race?
Black.
Is that non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Nice, man.
What's your gender?
Male.
What is the highest grade level you completed in school?
School, something like 11, something like that.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Thank you. One moment. My system is low. One moment, please. Thank you. Can I have your residence address, please?
Who?
Your residential address.
701 Fairfax Drive.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
701 Fairfax Drive in Fairfield, Alabama. 35064. Yeah, I was
gonna
say, what
city would that be in?
Fairfield.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, sir. I probably just changed it. I probably just moved, but just changed.
What is your occupation?
General labor.
Are you looking for work in that field?
Yes, sir.
Did you work for a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
Are you available to work off shift in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Are you available to work available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Since Sunday?
Yes.
Did I work?
No, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes, sir.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Like 20.
20, you said?
Yes, sir.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Talking about an hour?
Yes.
About $15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
Do you own your own business?
No, sir.
Do you work for yourself?
Do I work for myself? Yes, sir.
You do work for yourself?
Yes, sir.
What do you do that you work for yourself?
I just cut the grass.
Is this something that you devote more than 50% of your work week for self-employment?
No, sir.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir. I ain't working.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No, sir.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 4/1/2023 and 3/31/2024?
No, sir.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes? So if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or you can do a prepaid benefit card. If you do the prepaid benefit card, it usually takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. That's after you are approved for benefits, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. So if you do have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
What's the name of your bank?
Wells Fargo.
Thank you. Is it a checking or a savings account?
Checking and savings. Checking.
Yeah. Can I have your routing number?
My running number is 280. I'm sorry, but it just clicked off.
That's okay.
Okay, the routing, hold on for 1 second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let me make sure. For the account number. It just showed the account number. So you need the round and the account number, or just the account number?
Both.
You know what I'm saying? It just say account number. It don't say none on the route number, though. Domestic wire transfer, is that a number?
No, it would be a routing number.
Direct deposit. It's showing three up on the round numbers. I got three up on the round numbers.
Mm-hmm.
International.
You have three different route numbers?
Yes. Okay, first he's showing the account number. Like, I got the account number on the side, but when it say, like, route number, up under, he got, like, three different numbers. One of them say direct deposit and electronic payments. The other one say domestic wire transfer. And the other one say international wire transfer up on the round numbers. Yes.
So you're going to have to call your bank and see which one is the, I believe it's the direct deposit, but I don't want to tell you nothing wrong because then your money can go into the wrong place. So you may want to call your bank and make sure what your routing number is that goes with your checking account number that you have or savings account. You say it's both. You could use, so you have to call them and see, make sure that you have the correct routing number. And then you can give us a call back. You won't have to start all over, but. You said August 2nd was your last day of work?
Yeah, see, look, though, she like, okay, she said, I clocked in and just did a couple, about an hour or something, I clocked out because he told me something, go home, so I clocked out. But, so Friday, I went scheduled, you know what I'm saying? So, that's why I said the 2nd, because Thursday, I was clocked in, then I clocked out and went back out.
So Thursday of last week was your actual last day of work?
Nah, not last week. Last week, the 2nd.
So the 2nd was a Friday. The 8th would have been Thursday of last week. Which one was it? Because this is very important for you.
You say what now?
Okay, so the 2nd was on a Friday. The 8th. Was a Thursday. So was it that Friday, the 2nd, or was it that, because this will be a big difference for you, or was it the 8th?
I ain't say nothing about the 8th.
You said a Thursday, so the only Thursday it would have been is the 1st and the 8th so far.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, like Thursday on the 1st, like I mm-hmm. clocked in,
mm-hmm.
like I clocked, but I he sent me home that Thursday, the same
okay.
day.
Okay.
So you know I'm scheduled Friday. I ain't come Friday. Like you told me don't come. So I was like, that's why I told you the 2nd. But Thursday okay. I was clocked in. Like I clocked in Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying now. So it wasn't the 8th. It was Thursday the 1st.
I ain't say nothing about the 8th. Why you keep
well, you said
the
8th? Because you said a Thursday, and you didn't give me a date on a Thursday, so I'm just letting you know the two days in Thursday will be the 1st or the 8th, so I'm trying to verify which one it'll be for you, because it'll make a big difference for you, because if it was the 8th, this Thursday.
Oh, listen, stop saying the 8th, listen, hold on, listen, I meant to say that Thursday or that Friday, you know what I'm saying, the 1st or the 2nd. My bad. I meant to say that because you keep the. No, I'm talking about my last day. Either like you know what I'm saying. Like I went scheduled on the 2nd. The 1st was the 3rd. Like I worked that Thursday. But he sent me home. But that's why I said the 2nd. I meant to confuse you with the 8th. I'm sorry, bro. You keep writing the 8th.
I'm just trying to verify what you need to know, because if it was the 8th, then you would have to wait until the 19th. If it was the 2nd, then we're good to go. I don't want you to have to keep doing it over and over, because this is a long process, and I don't want you to waste your time neither. Okay? So that's why I just need to clarify, just so I can make sure you're filing at the correct time, okay? Because I don't want you to do it again, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, great. So we got it together. It's the 2nd then. All right, so let's move forward then. So we still need your routing information, though.
Oh, yeah, here it is right here.
Okay.
The route number is 041-215-663.
Okay, so that's your routing number for your Wells Fargo? Because usually they start in 03.
The Cash App.
Huh?
The Cash App.
Is this Cash App or is this Wells Fargo?
This the Cash App, because my Wells Fargo, I got to find that letter. I got to find that round number.
Okay, so when you're applying for unemployment, they do not do online banking. It has to be a traditional bank that you called into. If I asked you, what is your name of your bank? Due to, once again, I'm trying not to waste your time. I know that they won't take online banking. But when you said Wells Fargo, I know that they will take Wells Fargo. But I do know for a fact that Wells Fargo routing number starts with 03, not 04. So that's how I knew it was a different account. It wasn't a Wells Fargo account. So you won't be able to use your Cash App. However, you can use Wells Fargo. But we'll need the routing number as well as the account number. I'm just trying to do everything I can do to help you.
Okay, 1 second. I just had this bit. Now I got to really duck this bit. I ain't even want to duck it. All right.
That's serious.
I'm finna have you right. Cause it don't show it on my app. It's crazy. It shows three different numbers on the app. Okay, here it is right here. The route number for the Wells Fargo account.
Okay.
062-200-00. Ooh, too many zeros. It confused me. 80.
Okay. That sounds like I thought it was 03, but actually that really does sound like it was Fargo. It is 06. Can you repeat that just to make sure that I have it correctly?
062-000-0080.
How many zeros is that after the two? Is that four or five?
After the two, we'll make sure. Four zeros.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, can I have your checking account number then, please?
Account number 299-853-7449.
Thank you. Can you repeat that just to make sure I have it correctly, please?
299-853-7449.
Thank you. So what was the name of your last employer?
Asman.
How are you spelling that?
E-I-S-S-M-A-N. Asman. Automotive.
One moment. Can I have their telephone number?
Oh, Lord. Hold on for 1 second. Yeah. Okay. It's 205-338-4044.
What city and state are they located in?
Pale City.
What date did you start there?
I gotta get it along. Cause I want to say, let me make sure I don't want to get it wrong. If I give the correct date. I want to say February. I'm so sorry about this. I can't. I'm trying to. Then they keep me at the L. I probably don't have to, because this is the other. Oh my God. See, this I probably gonna have to call you back on. I ain't got the number when, the exact date when, nigga, start the Lord.
Yeah, when you call in, they let you know that you need that information on the automated system and your banking information. Dang. So, yeah, they do need that information.
Ooh. That's crazy. Hold on for one thing. Let me check this phone. Oh, it should be. It should be. I'm going to get it for you. Let me look this up. Birthday. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to look this up. And then if it ain't, I'm gonna have to call back. Hold on. It should be right here, though.
Let me place you on brief hold while you look up that information in a moment.
All right.
I'm ready for that information, sir.
All right, it's I started No, I didn't even know him. I'm probably not the pay me 220. Yeah, I probably have to call you back. I'm probably have to call this number back when I get that information because I don't even have it. I don't even have a career date. I don't want to give you no number I don't have.
All right, so if I at this time, just give us a call back when you have your start date and your last day of work, okay?
Okay, I'll call you.
Okay, sounds good. And you don't have to start over, but just give us a call back when you have that, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a good day.
All right.
Goodbye.